Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Don't let money change ya.
Wednesday, what the fuck is up? We're kicking you in the dick. Coming at you with some fucking hip-hop, baby, boys.
Whenever I have Christian Brooklyn here, I'm going to do hip-hop. Christian Brooklyn is my last wigger friend.
Okay. It's a dying breed. Wiggers are
yeah,
even...
true.
Is it because...
Though, fitted hats
you can't
are
even
now.
Say wigger anymore.
That's just what's wigger, really wigger. Yeah. Wigger, 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 wigger,
what's
wigger,
a wigger, wigger stand for,
wigger,
Lewis?
Please.
Yeah.
What's a wigger stand for?
Cultural appropriation.
Where does the word come from?
Where?
It's white
come
tigger.
From Anne?
Huh?
Tigger from Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, it's white tigger.
It's a Siberian white tigger.
Of course, I love Eminem.
He's going extinct. He's really worried.
Yeah, we need to get rid of these.
Woohoo! My food stamps.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm late.
There we go. We're starting the show off on a fucking solid note there. That was a solid joke by Christopher Brooklyn. We ain't fucking around, baby boys. Real Ass Podcast coming at you like Cleopatra in your mama's butt cheek. Wednesday morning show. Welcome to Hump Day. I used to love this song. When I used to sell comedy club tickets on the street, we used to play this as we would leave the New York Comedy Club. And fucking our whole team would fucking just
like a homeless reservoir dogs.
Mr. Stink.
All right, look, great show. We have three guests in studio today. We did it on purpose. Usually when we do three guests in studio, it's because Shannon fucked up and forgot about somebody. Anytime before
such
today.
A lie,
shut
Lewis.
The fuck
such
up, Shannon. You shut your
You're
face.
A liar.
You don't call me a liar on my show, bitch. Cut your own mic.
Unless one of those three people is a hot girl, and then just see where she was the night before.
Whatever, man.
Oh my god, you should do my podcast. It's like so funny.
Look, man, hot girls gotta have voices too. I give hot
imagine
women.
If they didn't though.
Oh, I'm so much better.
The perfect world. What is this fucking utopia? All right, look. We have a great show planned today. An incredible show. Lots of fun things happening that we haven't done before. Brand new new segment we're gonna start out on today, but we gotta get some plugs out of the way just in a second. Robbie Goodwin's here. What's up, motherfucker?
Yo, Lewis, how you doing?
You got some impressions ready for me?
Oh.
Let me tell you something, dude.
Yeah.
You are socially awkward as fuck.
I know. Okay? Don't laugh that hard, Ian. God
it's
damn it.
Uncomfortable the way you are. But you do some pretty good impressions. So if
Thank
we
you.
Can just make it to where you just throw in impressions
throw
when necessary,
yeah.
Just look for the cues, okay?
Okay? All right. I'll interject.
Do an impression of that guy from Weekend at Bernie's.
What?
You haven't stopped doing it.
I like it. What do you have to plug in? Whatever your name is, Robbie.
Oh. Wow, I love being a guest. Group chat with Robbie Goodwin podcast. It's up there on everything. We just did an interview with Big J Okerson. It's really good. Ian was on.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, good time.
Does it go down from there?
Just yeah, no, everyone else
the
is just
drop
an open micer.
Ian Finance, what would you like to plug, my brother?
Sex Ian the City podcast on iTunes and Spotify, iAnimal on Instagram. And,
is this podcast good, Ian? Did we listen to it on the show yet?
Yes. It's very fun.
Did we listen to it?
You just watch episodes
pull
of Sex
up 7 minutes
what
into
do you talk about episodes of
Sex
in the City.
In the City.
We talk
Ian
about
sex
the
in
show,
the
and then we just meander in our own lives. And July 27th, 26th to 27th, I'm going to be opening for Dave Attell in Rhode Island and Portland, Maine, and then the next weekend we're in Huntsville, Alabama, and Nashville, Tennessee.
But are you like a Miranda?
I'm a Miranda in the streets and a Samantha in the sheets.
Oh, all right.
Chris from Brooklyn.
High Society Radio, every Thursday at 8 on Gas Digital Network, Tuesdays on iTunes. You guys were on the last episode. It was very fun. We explained Sex Island to Lewis. He didn't think it was a real place.
Sex Island.
Do you not remember this?
I do, but
fucking drunkard.
It was the TV show that Love Island's the TV show that everyone's talking about.
Temptation Island, right?
No, Love Island's a new TV show, I guess. That people are. Pull up the trailer for that. We're going to talk about that today. I don't even know what it is. I have no idea. And then I got confused and I was like, is that what we were talking about? On the show? All right. So, Zach.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight, comics talking over movies. And if you are listening live tomorrow, Bucket List, I'm performing at the Coney Island Sideshow Stage. I'm doing stand-up on the Freak Show Stage at Coney Island. Very, very excited. Come hang out.
Very cool.
IanFidance.com.
At Robbie Goodwin on Twitter and Instagram.
Chris from BKLYN, right? That's my
thing. I did come up with that, so I will let you plug it. All of my creations, you can plug.
Okay.
His Twitter handle was my creation.
James?
You can plug him. You can plug my son.
I'd like to plug Lewis's son.
Guys, come on. He's going to be able to download these podcasts eventually, okay? Not if he's not a subscriber, Gas Digital, though. Use that promo code RAP, James. You want to really delve deep into what we have? Get the complete library on demand at your fingertips whenever you want it. And you know he wants it.
He's more of a compound media guy.
James is a right-wing baby.
I hate the Jews.
I got some live stuff coming up, too. August 18th, Comedy Store Belly Room, Live Legion of Skanks. Sold out, you fucking idiots. You losers. You waited. I told you not to wait. Okay? It sold out in just a couple days. We just announced it on Legion of Skanks on Monday night. Good night. Good night. But you can still get tickets for the live stand-up show August 19th, Legion of Skanks and Friends, right after Kill Tony. Make a night out of it. We love Tony Hinchcliffe. That's why we invited him on the show. Also, Kurt Metzger, Annie Letterman, Bert Kreischer, and many other special guests that will be joining the Legion of Skanks and Friends live stand-up showcase, 10:30 p.m., the Comedy Store in the main room. That's a big room at the Comedy Store. Damn. So let's sell this the fuck out quickly, guys. Let's do it. Get your tickets out. Don't wait. Don't wait, baby boys. Then that weekend, after that, we're going out to Fort Worth, Texas. I haven't opened up for Big J in years. We haven't done a show together on the road besides LA.
Oh, no way. That'll be fun.
In years, okay? So, listen, we might fight. We might kill each other. This might be the end of Legion of Skanks. We'll see what happens. But I'll tell you right now, if you come out to the shows in Fort Worth, Texas, the 22nd through 24th, you're going to see one hell of a goddamn show. And then I'm driving to Houston, Texas, headlining August 25th, Houston Secret Group, which is going to be the site of Skank Fest South, Skank by Skank Fest down in Houston. I'm doing a walkthrough. I figure, why not do a show? And it's a smaller room, too. Last time I did it, we sold out the big room in like a week. They didn't even have the big room available, and I had to go there this day. It's a 100-seater. This is going to sell out very, very, very quickly. I'm not positive tickets are on sale yet for that, but make sure you get your tickets at thesecretgroup.com, I believe is the website. But look out for them. Look on my social media, at Lewis J. Gomez, at Gomez Comedy. I'm going to be posting links to all that stuff very soon. Go buy the special as well. If you're poor, I've been putting out chunks of the special.
One-fifth at a time.
Yeah, one-fifth at a time. And I'm only putting out three-fifths of it because I'm racist. That's the gag the whole time. There's only going to be three-fifths of it out at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah, dog.
Great work, Lewis.
Yeah,
IanFidance.com for all my dates.
At Robbie
Nobody
Goodwin.
Cares. Nobody cares about either of you, to be honest with you.
You're going on a USO tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, buddy.
Look at you. Really? In the Navy. There you go, baby boy.
Kuwait and Iraq, and then I'm doing a European tour.
I hope they throw you off a roof.
Well,
how you fuck trannies.
Yeah. The minute you say a sentence about your lifestyle, you're like, we must behead him.
I know.
He's not performing for Kuwaitis.
I know. It's not going to be trannies. I hope the troops throw you off a roof.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're going to love it.
What if Ian does like the burlesque dance for the troops? Like,
no, the troops don't love even the secretly gay troops.
If you join the army, you're fucking gay.
Ian, listen to me.
What?
Even the secretly gay troops don't love it. They hate themselves for it. You think secret gay people love being gay? They're not like, oh my God, I love it. No,
I know.
They look at themselves.
I'm there to let them know it's okay.
They think about their father who they fucking
to go to war for to impress.
Yeah. And now they want to fuck dudes. They hide it deep down inside.
Oh, Ian's just filling a pillowcase with bars of soap. Like, oh boys, I've been naughty.
Get spit roasted in Iraq.
Let's show them what they're fighting for, boys.
So, instead of an IED, I'm going to get AID.
IAN.
You saved it. You saved it. All right, look, we have a new new segment on the show.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Twitter Roulette.
Is there a production for this? Seems
there's
like
there's an intro. There's not an intro. Not even music.
High quality work here at Gas Digital, everybody.
How hard is it to get stock footage of a roulette
wheel? Ianfinance.com.
That's not a roulette wheel.
No, it's just fucking Nate walking in with a bowl.
You better get a croupier in
an open mic starting.
This is terrible.
You want to go first?
That was fucking terrible. There was no intro. And there's a fly flying in the room. You know how distracting that is? I'm supposed to be in the moment at every given time, right? So we all got to be. And now the fly.
That's how this, moments work.
This, no, this is what's going
to
happen.
Dude,
okay?
That fly had to get through three doors.
Good for him.
I feel like Harrington, he brought it here with him on his body.
As
and
a friend.
It, yeah. He was flying around his head, and he did a podcast with it.
I'm going to take you to work today, baby.
So, but you understand, like, we're supposed to be reactive. We're supposed to be in the moment. And now this fly is zippity-doo-dying all around the fucking room. And it's really distracting. How am I supposed to?
Zippity-doo-dying.
It's true. By the way, in his world, if this was a Disney movie, he's fucking like, there's a whole other world happening right now where he's like looking for his lost fly girlfriend. Fucking these big fucking, like, whatever we're doing, kill him. Please.
It's like,
kill
Honey,
the
I
fly.
Shrunk the Kids. He's just getting closer and closer to a mouth saying the N-word.
Can we please kill
this
fly? Aren't
flies attracted to shit? So is that why he keeps going around you, Louis?
Wow.
Boom!
Keeps
Shannon,
flying
play my
the
drop.
Head of Ian's dick.
Ian got mad at me the other day. We were at a comedy show, and Ian had a slice of pizza in his hand, and I did the good old classic. What would you do? A good friend of yours is bragging about his free slice of pizza that he's really excited about. Super excited.
They gave me
about
a free
it.
Slice of pizza at Joe's.
At Joe's. Yeah, I mean, he's like, dude, it was free. You always got to do is go at the end of the night. He's fucking yapping.
I was
about
like
it.
Giving them, like, hey, if you guys are hungry, you just go down to Joe's.
And there's a bunch of chicks there. Irene Morales, who's a comic, and then two hot chicks that were watching the show were just there.
Yeah, who were those
and
girls?
And then I fucking, just some hot broads.
What were those girls doing there?
They were fucking.
Were they outside hanging out?
They were trying to grow dicks so that they had a chance with you.
I wish.
So I slapped the fucking pizza out of Ian's hand. Now, nobody laughs. Everyone's horrified. Everyone's like,
Irene
what
walks
is
away.
This? Irene just walked away. She won't talk to me ever again. It's not, when I grew up doing comedy, like being a bully was like a style of comedy.
Because you were with Ian and three pretty girls and you did something, then looked around to see if Patrice and Colin were left. Fucking stuck in 2001 cunt bag.
Where's Greg Giraldo? Greg's gonna love this pizza gag.
Everyone who thinks that's funny is dead.
Or in jail.
This will get me a spot on Tough Crowd.
Maybe I can do Open Anthony tomorrow.
Shit. Everyone who thinks that's funny is dead.
I'll talk about it on Tourgasm.
Where's the Dane train?
Linger longer.
Oh, this will get me on premium blend for sure. I'm closing with this pizza gag.
Doggy.
Oh, shit.
No one laughed. Ian got legitimately angry. Not only that, when I smacked the pizza.
I punched Lewis and he ran away.
Listen, when I smacked the pizza, it just went and landed. Splat on my new shoes, brand new sneakers. So my left shoe. So I'm
that's
trying to pretend like this is all funny, and I'm like laughing, like looking around for anyone else start laughing. Nobody else. So then I start over laughing to compensate for nobody laughing.
Oh my god, that's psychotic. That's like a cartoon villain.
Yeah. And everyone just backed away slowly, and then Ian took 20 minutes to not be mad at me.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, and I threw all my water
was
on
there
him. I should have thrown the pizza on him.
But then I said in the middle of it, because he threw water on me, and then he goes to pick up the pizza. He's like, yeah. He was so mad. Like, he was ready to fight.
I know.
And he was going to throw this pizza at me, but then he didn't think a step ahead. And I had to tell him. I was like, Ian.
I will eat floor pizza.
Ian, I have a great explanation for why I did this to you.
Ian, I'm going to rape these women.
Get down or lay down.
You can't throw pizza on me. No, I said
it's the
like,
dumbest pizza gate.
If you throw
the retarded man's pizza gate.
If you do it in like a character, that joke.
Ah!
Yeah.
this is the worst Pizzagate ever.
Perfect. See?
And I love the old one.
There we go. That was pretty solid. I thought it was good. It was on brand. It was a Pizzagate thing. It was good.
Do you want to explain it more?
I said to Ian, as he was about to throw the pizza at me, I was like, Ian, I'm going to throw the pizza back at you. Now we're both covered in pizza. We've done
and
it.
I said,
you got me back. You covered me in water. Funny. And then he said it would be kind of funny. And then I said, you know what? You're right. You should throw the pizza.
But then I realized, because I like to turn everything into a positive, because I am.
Like HIV. Yeah.
That no, it would have been better for me to not eat that slice of pizza because it was my second slice of pizza. So you actually helped me out. So
I helped
thank
him.
You.
That's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then what happened out of that? With those girls?
I don't know. What happened?
Did you guys fuck them?
No.
No, I didn't.
We saw that pizza thing you did, Lewis.
Ian was trying to.
Oh, yeah, right. Dude, one girl kept touching my mustache, and then her friend was like, you have
like
a boyfriend. Remember?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. She had a boyfriend, and then the other girl was yelling at her. Watching two hot girls argue, but one girl having
Ian.
A boyfriend, and the other girl be like, I know, but I just wanted to touch his mustache.
Yeah.
It's fucking the best. Yeah, there's nothing better. At one point, I was like, Ian, relax. Watch this.
Yeah.
They're legitimately fighting over her combing your mustache with her fingers.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome.
That's right. Awesome.
Yeah. So look, can we get the
too, weird actually.
Twitter roulette up?
My Twitter, ianfidance.com.
Oh, there we go. Shannon, you actually got the you customized it and everything.
That's not a roulette wheel.
Just let me, fuck it. It's close enough. Okay. All right. So it's Twitter roulette. Here's the deal. We have some pre-written tweets in here,
mm-hmm.
okay, and we're going to choose one at random, and whoever's name it lands on has to tweet it out for the whole show, and they can't touch their phone.
Isn't this kind of, like, not fair to, you know, everybody that's not me who actually gives a shit about this sort of thing? And you?
What do you mean?
It's kind of not fair to these guys, because I saw Zach writing some of these tweets.
Yeah, I heard a couple, too.
Did you send him some of the tweets?
I sent one or two.
Okay.
I don't want to do this.
Why?
Yeah, I'm not doing
this. I don't know, because I have a job on
Shut
a fucking TV
fuck
show.
Shut up, you losers. Robbie's in. Chris is in. Ian's in.
No, I'm not.
I'm not in.
Well, I'm supposed to
yeah,
take
I'm
over
not
for
in.
Roseanne, the new season, but we'll see how this goes.
You do a Roseanne impression?
Ah, she was black. I don't know what she said.
I thought
the bitch
was
white.
God bless America.
Guys. Guys, you have to.
No one's doing this, Lewis.
You have to.
No.
It's just me and you, the two people with no stakes, being like, whatever, let's be racist.
Yeah. I do love the 2005 graphic, though.
Do it in a voice.
Yeah, right.
You can't not do the bit, man. It's the fucking thing. They're not even
No, the bit is now not doing
you
the
also
bit.
You knew the thing because you helped write it.
Yeah, and I said to them, I said, I'm not doing this.
Let's see what the flies say. Bzz, bzz, bzz,
what if just Lewis? Why don't we just have Lewis tweet them all out? It's clearly just wants an excuse to tweet about, like.
Done. I can't.
I mean, you could make your production staff do it.
Bzz, bzz, bzz.
No.
Make Shannon do it.
We make Ralph do it.
Make your intern do it.
Your names on the wheels, guys.
It's your names on the wheels.
Oh, thanks, Shannon. I didn't know.
Shannon.
Yeah. It doesn't look like you could easily change it either, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's no way the wheel
Also, I don't trust that this is random.
Yeah. Seriously, you're in charge of stopping it.
Just give them
I don't. Do you think that they have the ability to make it not random?
Let's see.
You think they animated this?
Nate knows how to animate.
How does it feel, man? How
Wait,
does it fucking
let's see
feel?
What the tweet would have been. Let's
How
see what the tweet
feel?
Would have been.
The tweet would have been Google image search kids in a bathtub. Post the first image you find with the hashtag yummy.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, go for it.
No, now I'm not doing it. Because you
Why?
Guys didn't come to the fucking table.
I believe
you didn't
in peaceful parenting.
No, you didn't do the bet.
You do it. You're the one that landed on it first.
No, but if you guys would have agreed
Put
to do it,
Put your fucking money where your mouth is.
No, it's not putting my money where my mouth is.
Maybe if we see how fun it is for you, we'll all want to do it.
Yeah.
No.
Lead by example,
like,
Lewis.
When people dive into the deep end of a pool, you know?
No.
You just got to go
what?
First.
No. I'm fucking sick of you guys. Everyone sucks all the dicks in the world.
Okay.
That sounds like
where?
A fun game.
I shouldn't have to do it if they didn't fucking want to play the game. That's ridiculous.
I didn't know you were such a pussy.
Yeah, man.
Throw this ball at
I thought you were a real ass dude.
Yeah, man. It's not real ass at all. Yeah, why? By example.
Why are you not being real ass?
Yeah, this is a fake ass.
You're being a real asshole.
A bathtub. Images. Aww. It's a baby.
It's really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh.
Oh, shit.
It's the first one.
Say Google image search. No, it has kids in a bathtub.
It really
first
should be
baby
those
you
two
see, you have to wear
little girls
condom.
About to kiss.
It's all the way. Oh.
It's this one right here. This is the fucking baby. The, Shannon, go to the top. You Googled kids in a bathtub? How did it come up differently? Oh, I'm on Bing. That's why.
Who
is, oh, you're on Bing.
Oh, I know why. Because you have the We Know virus.
I have no idea what it is.
Yep. Does it go open up a new thing, and I bet your search tab's different. It's a virus people are getting from looking at porno.
Probably.
I heard.
I don't know. it did change to Bing.
You mean blindness?
Yep. I was looking at
that's
porn.
The search goes to Bing. Yep. Yeah. I got to take my computer to the Apple store.
Damn, that sucks.
I know.
What a weird virus to give.
I know. It is strange.
It's called We Know. It's like episode of...
So a lot of weird shit's happening online.
I know. Oh, yeah. What were you talking about before? That
Face app?
Yeah, the Face app thing. So
where every single person's like, look how I am when I'm older.
I never do any of those. I don't trust that shit at all.
You're giving these companies access to your photos. And I literally never put two and two together. It's like you're giving them access to all your photos, not just the photos that you're uploading.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And also not just your photos,
the videos.
All your information.
Not your dick videos.
Even if you say never access, it still accesses it. It's a company based out of St. Petersburg, Russia. It's a Russian app that everyone's just like, I want to see how I look when I'm older.
Yeah.
So everyone does it. And now that everything's going towards facial recognition, they have everyone's face on file and they can do anything they want with it.
God, they're so genius. Just appealing to people's narcissism like that.
Completely.
Like everyone just is like, oh, what do I look like?
They've been watching us like aliens infiltrating our society and using everything.
Can I delete the app?
Us.
Is it too late now?
It's too late.
No.
They already have everything.
Why?
They're going to take that tweet and do it anyway. You might as well beat them to the punch.
They should give us the premium version for free then. Fucking scumbags.
Dude, here. Let me.
They want us to pay for the premium version so I can see what I look like as a fucking... Yeah.
There's no way Lewis's deep fakes will be worse than reality, though, I feel like.
Yeah.
Face app security concerns. Russians now own all your old photos.
That sucks.
So they own, like, Drake's photos, Kim Kardashian, they can do anything with those pictures.
Deepfake stuff is so
scary. Now we're going
to
have no idea.
Beating off to Kim Kardashian. Yeah.
So now we have no idea what's real or what's fake. And
look at this big fat butt.
I am keeping up with this Kardashian.
I like that, Robbie.
Thank you.
You guys fucking stink. I can't believe we didn't do the fucking...
I would have done
Twitter
it.
Roulette.
Now we're talking about current affairs.
Russian app is one of the most downloaded across the globe.
It is a
creepy app. Can we see the faces for everyone, Shannon? Did you do it, Shannon?
I did. And you know what? Even scrolling through Instagram, the guys look still hot.
It makes you look 60 years old.
They have the right to modify, reproduce, and publish any of the images you process through its AI.
But
that means your face could end
yet.
Up being commercialized.
All the women who do it look like Hillary Clinton.
So now they can use all our faces in commercials and not pay us. They can use our faces in whatever, and we will never see a cent.
Is that the problem? Do you think there's a problem? I'm saying all of my fucking dick videos.
Videos.
What? How many videos do you have?
I got some dick videos, bro. You jerk off. You let the cum dribble out a little bit at the tip.
Just a little bit. You hold it for a while,
get a little cummy
for the babies in the bathtub.
That's rude.
For Mrs. Goodwin.
Are you just trying to pick up the sound?
Yeah. You get a little. Yeah.
You know, you get
there.
That weird sound that comes out of your dick, and you're like, "What the fuck is that?
What? Yeah. What sound?
And you let the cum build up, and it's
hi there.
My dick says it.
Your dick is canceled, sis.
Like Otto and George.
Like what?
I didn't say the N-word, my dick did.
Technically, his dick is dark enough to say the N-word.
It's like, what up, nigga? I have a pretty dark dick.
And yours is purple enough to say mooly.
All right, so...
There's Robbie Goodwin. I look like Jeffrey Epstein.
You look like you host a show on the Game Show Network.
What's going on, everybody?
Listen to this. When we give them access to our phone's camera, they can secretly record someone who could be targeted or prosecuted member of society, such as a young gay person. Now the hackers can cross-reference your face and phone information with the websites you're using.
Okay.
Take that, gay boy.
You are gay.
You are gay, and now everyone knows.
This man was using Grindr.
That looks like Santa after he got jacked.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to do Grindr roulette?
It does look a lot like my dad.
Some guy's cock.
Do you guys want to do a roulette where if it lands on you, you got to blow everyone in the room?
In fact, camera's off. Let's just, let's call the podcast.
Wait, Shannon. Yeah. Shannon, do me.
Oh, my God. You look like
Ari Shaffir.
I look like Richard Dreyfuss.
You look like Ari Shaffir.
You look like you run a community theater.
You look like a movie reviewer.
You look like
I look like I'm going to go to a diner and complain about soup.
Oh, mine's just going to be a skeleton.
Still fat.
Yeah. Fat skeleton.
The face app in 2 years, you're just a skeleton. It's only 2 years aged.
Okay, go to Zach. Oh, that's me.
Oh, my God.
Hello. I'm an attractive old man.
Yeah, Lewis looks good.
You look kind of good.
Can I eat your pussy?
You look like Patrick Stewart's understudy.
It's like his fucking body double.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, mine's going to be awful.
Let's see, Zach.
Oh, no, it just looks like
Beetlejuice. Fat Beetlejuice.
Yeah, just me now.
Zach, you don't age. You just fucking, they're like, cannot process this. We will not make it.
Not happening.
Abort mission.
We will not need his face for later.
Fat Albert Einstein.
This face there seems to have broken our technology.
Fat Albert.
Fat Albert Einstein.
Hey, 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 hey.
The neutron.
E equals MC squared.
Hey, hey, hey.
Here's Nate.
My creator's a rapist.
Wow.
That Shannon,
like,
do you?
No, he looks like, what's it called? The photographer.
Hunter S. Thompson. Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah, he looks like Terry Richardson.
Oh, there you go.
Shannon, like do you. Richardson. Do Shannon. Do Ralph. Ralph will be like the Crypt Keeper.
See, this is fun. The Russians are onto something.
I feel like mine's the grossest.
Let me see, Shannon.
Ah! Oh, my God.
Oh, look at your old
tits. It even face apped your tits.
Yeah. Just everyone Holy in Beverly shit. Hills looks like that.
What a used up Long Island mom.
Oh, there's no one over 5'10 at the nursing home.
Should I get Botox?
Yes. Please, go get Botox, lady.
I should start now.
Shannon,
do Ralph. Christ. Do Ralph.
Shannon, it's not going to end well. What do you want to do? You want to kill yourself now? I feel like this is going to give women complexes because it's like them looking into the future and that's horrifying.
You can fix this before that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can kill yourself.
It's funny how I see, like, there's a lot of comments where people are like, ooh, daddy, hot, you know, with the guys, and no one's doing that for the older women. They're just like, ew, gross.
Because older women hate each other. They're all jealous of younger women.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
As they should be.
Who isn't jealous of young women?
Yeah, they get to the just get to comb your beard.
Yeah, but that's why old women in their 30s are like, men manipulate young girls in their 20s because they're jealous because they can't get
manipulated.
So women covet, and the one thing they can't have is youth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you take that line from that movie Death Becomes Her that came out in the 90s?
No, but listen, it's just smart, all right? Women covet. That's what they do.
Yeah, I it is creepy when you talk to younger chicks, you do realize that, you know, they're playing a different game. Just being a young hot chick and walking through life that way, the game they're playing, it's like, how do you even connect with a person that way if you're not that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like there's like a deeper, like, forget everything else, forget what type of movies you like or music you like. You're like, this chick has been walking through life being a hot chick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just navigating her world. And then you're like a dude. Not even like, I'm not even like a hot dude. Like, I'm a grizzled old man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just fucking war torn and beaten up.
Yeah.
It's
a different world.
Yeah.
I briefly dated like a super hot girl, and it was like dating like a B-list celebrity or something. She just like walk around and get free shit all the time.
Oh, of course. That's what it is. Just being a hot chick turns you into like that. Like, you can just fuck anything. You go walk out and say, I want to just fuck the guy that
someone's mustache.
But even people who knew they had no chance, just people are running into her like, oh, here, have a free fucking ice cream. Or it was just
this free dick.
Yeah.
People
love a hot girl. Everybody.
Yeah. That's why it's tough being a hot guy.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, all right.
Okay, great. Great show.
All of our information.
We were right to let you guys sit in that. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. It's terrible.
That's why you all right,
Lewis, post your thing.
Too young and just okay looking.
Because
then instead of trying to find a girl who likes all the same shit you do, then you just find a 20-year-old and you tell her what she likes now.
It's called grooming.
You like anal.
You love the Anthony Cumia show.
So,
Lewis, tweet your thing.
Shut the fuck up, Ian. I'm not tweeting it. You didn't play the fucking game. Now I don't tweet it. And I would have definitely 100% tweeted it. So maybe next time. No, now you're not playing.
There was a lot of prep for that
game.
But
now I want to play.
Yeah.
Okay, so spin the wheel again.
I don't want to play.
Right, let's see who it would have been.
In the city.
Let's see who it would have been. Fucking scumbag. Ian Fider.
This isn't random.
Would have had to tweet.
This is not random at all.
Yeah.
Nanette, it's funny.
Nanette was hilarious. Grow up, everyone. It's time for us to take responsibility.
Okay, that's on brand, though. I would have loved to have tweeted that.
I'll tweet it.
I need woke point.
Wait, what was it?
Don't forget to tag Nikki Glaser up top.
Yeah.
Can I?
You're going to get like 5,000 retweets from this. This is unfair.
Can
I
go, hey, guys, listen up. Nanette was hilarious.
Hey, folks, with an X.
That's a fox.
Hey, fox. I love grow up, everyone. That is like in Ian's voice.
I can't post. I cannot post a picture of these little girls in the bathtub with Yummy.
Yeah, dude, can't.
He's doing it. He's doing it.
No.
His is way easier.
That one's the best.
That's crazy.
He's going to get high engagement on that one.
Because these girls are hot.
It's so much worse than you can see them. Oh my
no,
God.
I mean, yeah. These little girls are the cutest little girls you've ever seen. The prettiest little girls you've ever seen. And they're in a bathtub.
While Ian is tweeting, do you want to listen to his podcast at 7 minutes?
7 minute mark. So let's see how good Sex Ian the City is.
There's one where I just talk about Hasidic Jews the whole time. I hope this is it.
Will not be underflagged. Maybe someone could give you first rank between half days, but your podcast may be flagged in. So be careful. Thanks.
Yap.
Yeah.
Yap.
So I was like, oh, he really knows what's happening. But then...
That's when we hired a Bangladeshi guy named James to listen to our podcast.
Stop talking over your own podcast.
But 2 days later, nothing.
I'm sorry I said that about rapists.
Nothing.
It's true.
you're stating a fact.
I hate him.
Continue.
So I asked James, I don't mean to keep doing that, but I asked James what was happening.
James is not a James.
2 days later, nothing has happened.
All right.
And I was like, please keep me.
It's enough.
Okay, I just tweeted out.
All right, I'll retweet you. Yeah, I can't. I mean, that was a little bit too hard. Why is I got the one that's the most fucking hard?
There's a few that are really tough.
What is the one about Nazis?
No, just spin the wheel again and see what it would have been.
I said, hey, just an FYI, Nanette was hilarious. Grow up, everyone. It's time for us to take responsibility. Real talk.
All right, Lewis, what would you have tweeted?
Guys, we should have agreed to do this.
We are doing it.
A picture of Jeffrey Epstein with the word innocent under it.
Oh, I want that one. I want that one.
I'll do that. I'll make that a meme right
Can
now.
Can I do that one?
I'll do that.
That's on brand for me. Can we, wait,
Ian just does
do
them
it.
All.
Spin it again.
Oh, boy.
I stand Jeffrey Epstein. It's really hard right now, but.
Everyone's a bunch of pussies. Okay, spin it again, Shannon. Jim, you're a fucking dumb twat.
Why didn't we agree to
do this?
You
have shitty luck.
Shitty luck, Shannon. You're doing this.
What's the statute of limitations on incest? That one's not that bad. And that was it.
Took them all out.
We have one more here. Let's see what else. Run a photo of your dick through the Face app aging filter and tweet it out. No one was gonna do that. And then,
yo, somebody responded to my. That thing, go fuck yourself. I just posted
Ian,
a picture.
We used the same picture.
I just posted a picture. Epstein says in hashtag innocent.
I did it too.
Let's do it again.
We posted the same picture. Let's just keep posting it on the minute.
You guys are retarded.
Oh, sorry. We're doing your game. No,
yeah, this is your bit, dude.
It didn't work.
Nate, can you read some of the more offensive ones that were taken out?
Okay, spin it again.
Yeah, what were some ones that were
come
taken
on?
Out?
Let's see who's real ass, Lewis.
Some of the ones that we, probably the worst one that we didn't go with.
You're English?
No.
What?
I'm Australian.
Australian.
Oh, wow.
It's funny how much he's
that was the best. If anyone saw the cunty, because Nate's turning into a cunt, which is awesome.
Turning
Nate,
into.
I never knew that Nate was a cunt until he started working on this show. And then I've seen a couple people, I was like, oh, Nate's a little snippy cunt. I like it. And just now, that was a moment where Ian was like, oh, you're English? And he just went, no.
No.
He didn't correct him. He didn't fucking tell him where. He just said no and then dismissed Ian. And it was great.
I just
like
hate
it.
The British so much.
Really, the Brits?
Yeah. What was the worst one?
The worst one was say what
Neville
you,
Chamberlain.
Say what you will about the Nazis, they were great at killing Jews at Israel.
I love tagging Israel.
What? That's way better.
Lewis, do it!
Couldn't do
say
the
what you want about the Nazis.
Careers.
They were great at killing Jews at Israel.
I didn't put the at Israel.
That was Nate, touch. You did that? That's great.
That's delicious.
I wrote the first part. I just at Israel.
What a punch up.
Yeah. The Aussies are great at contextualizing genocide.
And the other one I did was a picture of Jeffrey Epstein's castle or whatever on that island with the lyrics "The Whole New World."
That's hilarious. Why did you send that out? That would have been great. All right, well, guys, next time, maybe we'll come in with some more real-ass guests next time that actually want to do it.
First of all, I said I would do it.
Some fucking retard online whose Twitter thing is at gay mongoloid has been
trolling. Oh, I fucks with that dude. He's good.
Huh?
Yeah, that guy's cool.
He goes, I did this bit yesterday. Perhaps you should delete this.
What? Oh, he thinks he stole a joke?
Because yesterday he said Jeffrey Epstein innocent.
It's an easy joke to get to because he's innocent.
Oh, yeah. I get it. So he's saying you stole his joke.
Yeah.
Ah.
Why'd you steal his joke? Like
why are you stealing jokes, Ian?
Stop stealing his gay mongoloid's joke.
Yeah.
And we personality.
Yeah, we go on gay mongoloid's Twitter. It's like, I love blowing trannies.
You stole his joke.
I respond and go, I don't know. Thanks for the joke. Stealer.
No, you should just change your picture to his picture, whatever his picture is.
I'm sure it's just whatever the basic avatar
bisexual
is.
Mongoloid.
Oh, God. Somebody responded, I laughed super hard when she was talking about being raped. About the Nanette thing.
No, I thought it was Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. What if Epstein raped Nanette?
So what's that make Lewis post the bathtub picture? Dude, let's do it.
No way.
You're such a pussy.
I'm not. That's why did I get the fucking craziest one? The only one that you left in that shouldn't have been left in.
No, the dick one was weird.
I looked at all of them, and I remember you specifically pointing at that one and saying, "That's funny."
Do you know why that is? It's because it's the one he wrote.
I did write that.
And he went, exactly. That's hilarious. Whoever wrote that needs a raise in comedy.
He's just watching his own special. That's good. Let's book this guy.
All right. Well, all right, gents, let's take a moment and talk about Promescent, which is awesome. They hooked up everyone at Guest Digital with their Climax Control Spray. It's perfect for any man who wants to last longer in bed. Let's be honest. Most every man in this room fucking one pump chump. That's what if I had to guess. Okay.
Yeah.
Can't hold the jizz inside of them. Ian, as soon as
depends on which part of them.
Yeah. I get easily as excited, as you know.
Ian can't hold it in him anyway, okay? Just spills out of his ass, spills out of his dick. He's a fucking horny little hoe.
Yeah,
like
so what do I do?
Player in the 40s.
Comes coming out of my ass.
Excuse me, sir. Can I use your ass?
And look, we are just kidding. This is not because they're not man enough. It really comes down to science. On average, men take about 5.5 minutes to reach climax, where women take around 18 minutes. Promescent was developed by doctors to help bridge this orgasm gap. Just spray some Promescent on and you'll be left with next to normal sensitivity and usually have stronger orgasms from the prolonged build-up to climax. And they also have target zone technology, so you don't transfer it to your partner. It's not like you're going to make her, you know, not be able to orgasm,
right?
Because of this amazing target zone technology.
So you don't have to use a condom with this thing.
No.
Even though you're numbing your dick, I still don't want to use a condom.
I say, what is a condom? It's the number one sexual enhancer product on Amazon, and it's the only delay spray in North America with clinical studies to back up its effectiveness. And best of all, shipping is free and discreet with a 60-day money-back guarantee, okay? So go to delayspray.com, that is delayspray.com, and use the promo code RAP15. You save 15% off your purchase. Once again, that is delayspray.com. Use the promo code RAP15 and start lasting longer and having better sex. All right, where were we? There we go. Let's do Scam That Jew.
I'm a very desperate man, and I live with my mother.
Scam that, Jew.
There's a new intro and everything, Shannon.
She's talking to the microphone, sweetheart, so we can hear you.
She's talking to Nate.
Sweetheart.
I'm a very desperate man.
Yeah, you know, whatever, man. The production doesn't have to be good. Why would we want it to be good? Look at Nate getting annoyed with Shannon now. Shannon's getting annoyed with Nate.
No. He said, hit this button. I said, which button? He hits it. It didn't work. So the intro played.
Ooh. I don't know. Nate does a great job on my show every Thursday on Gas Digital.
Wow.
He's been killing it on Midnight Spook Show.
Yeah. Whose fault do you think it is?
At Outback Steakhouse.
No, it's all my fault. I came in late today. Did no pre-production. It's all my fault.
Good job, Shannon.
It's totally not Shannon's fault.
Shannon, thank you for taking responsibility for the fuck-ups.
Vulture just emailed me and asked if I wanted to be in a piece about bisexual comedians.
Really? Wait, who did? Who wants that?
Vulture?
Yeah.
Are you going to do it?
No.
Just ask you want to what?
Because you're not a comedian.
Lewis. Sorry, I don't identify
as a comedian.
Please,
Shannon, drop my shit. Because you're not a comedian. Fuck, would we all come at you with jokes?
I love when you force the drop.
Shut up.
The only time it plays.
Shut up. The fuck up. I'm a brilliant comedian.
Opposite day. Shannon, drop.
Yeah, drop the Ian drop.
Ian drop. How come we don't have an Ian drop?
We have a guest drop. You'd never hear it. That's
no,
why.
No. We need specific. An Ian drop.
Never said a funny joke on the show, there so we never to had be, to use
how
it.
How dare you?
Ian J. Finance.
Shannon, make an Ian drop. Thank you.
No, Shannon, don't. Shannon. Ian's lucky that he's allowed in the building again.
Oh, yeah. I almost didn't show today as a goof for knocking my pizza out.
That would have been a funny goof.
It would have been good.
Mm. Mm-hmm. But then you realize that this is the largest platform that you're allowed on.
No.
Yeah. Are you not on the Nikki Glaser show anymore?
I am. That's no,
I don't see her tweeting out about you. I see her tweeting out about the other guy.
Because I'm on every week. It doesn't need to be tweeted out.
Yeah.
He's the third mic.
Also, if I didn't show up today, would you do an Ian drop? I was like a goof.
Operation Ian drop.
What are you talking about?
Because it would have been a
I like where you were going with that.
Thank you. Thank you. What,
Operation Ian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big elephant.
Because you're doing the USO tour.
Yeah. Have you done anything for the troops, Lewis?
Can we do Skim That Jew?
No, I haven't done anything for the troops.
Let's talk about the bagel boss.
What have you done for the troops? You haven't done anything yet. You might not really, make it.
Do you know how many servicemen I blow?
I tried to.
Truly giving back.
Fleet Week was a month ago.
Being American.
I tried to do a USO
Thank you for
show.
Your oral what service.
They, when I got to the part.
Wanted a comedian?
Oh, drop. Shit.
Shannon?
Ian drop.
Shannon,
if you drop...
Ian drop.
After he stole another joke, I did that joke first on the show. Everyone just watched Ian stealing in action.
But Ian's timing.
Ian, you should wear a fucking cat burglar outfit on stage, you fucking joke.
Wait, you should do that.
I'm here to steal your laugh.
I am totally into this one-man show.
I'm going to replace your friend with a smile.
It's ridiculous. He's a fucking joke thief.
You can rebuild the honeymoon.
He shows up with a fucking... He shows up at every comedy club with those sticky things on the outside
I
of the
come
window.
In through the chimney, the asshole of the house.
He leaves his
I like to slink around. I'm as quiet as a mouse.
What gay shit are you doing right now?
My one-man show. Shannon, drop.
You're not dropping him.
Operation
he doesn't get the drop. That's actually the sound of my mother dying. The final air escaping her body, and that's how bad you were. We listened
her
to that sound.
Last words were, heroin's better than my son.
You're so unfunny that I had to cleanse the palate with something funnier, which is the death of my mother.
Scam that Jew.
So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of Scam That Jew.
You really want me to hit it again? The thing doesn't work. It's not working.
Oh, the other thing is not working?
No, it's not working.
Why?
I don't know why.
Why?
Scam That Jew is just making people pay for Gas Digital.
Scam That
Ralph to start drop. Gas Digital.
There's no Jewish fans of Gas Digital. Scam That Incel.
Can read the first one.
No, but I love all the fans.
Email realassofficial at gmail.com. Also, if you want to build the brand new Skankfest website or the brand new Puerto Rican Rattlesnake.com website, we are looking for web designers right
Someone
now.
Someone did write in.
I know. I saw that. You forwarded it to me, and their website looked pretty decent. So we're looking to hire somebody to do those things, and now's the time. I'm filtering it through Shannon, so we will get them this time. I shouldn't have put it through me.
Also, if somebody wants to work on my website, pogatory.com. It's a lifestyle blog for pogs.
Fat ass white girls?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what I want to do. I own that domain name. I feel like I need to do something.
Google image fat at pog, and then that image will put yummy. Hashtag yummy.
Can you put Google image pog baby?
Wait, P-A-A-G?
Pog.
Oh, now I know what that means, because I saw P-A-A-G a bunch, and that's the Asian version of that.
Fat ass Asian girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I was wondering what the P stood for. It's the different version of fat.
Damn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So give me the first scam, Shannon.
Okay. I have three. None of them are very good, though. It's the only three we have.
Can you learn how to fucking present?
Is it surprising?
I'm just, because then you're going to be present like, suck. It's not great.
Present it. Pretend they're good. Right. Let me decide that they're not good.
Okay.
Don't lead the fucking witnesses.
Because then I feel like then maybe you'll be
objection!
Excited that they're not
objection!
That
great. She's leading the witness. Objection! You're in contempt of court, Shannon.
By the way, have you seen I Love You Now Die?
Jury.
It's about the girl
court
that...
officer.
I would love to see Lewis as a lawyer.
Now, I might not be a simple country lawyer.
Bailiff.
This whole network's out of order.
I'm working pro bono for Bill Cosby.
So, yeah, exactly. Hung jury, go. Okay. Go.
Hung jury.
Sounds like my honeymoon.
Count me in. Oh, 12 angry men.
So make it fucking good. Make it fun. This is a big deal, man. These people are getting their fucking scams read on the only show in the world that does this. We are the only people rewarding theft. Everyone shut up.
Oh, my God.
Everyone shut the fuck up. Edit all that and make it sound like I can talk. We're the only ones.
Make me sound like a good broadcaster.
Wow, look at this rattlesnake unravel.
Why do you sound drunk? I think you had a stroke in your sleep.
I'm high as fuck. I smoked a blunt to the dome. I rolled a blunt, and I said, hey, who wants to go smoke this blunt? And then everyone ignored me, and I would just smoke it to the head hard.
97-degree heat outside.
We were running late. Shannon tweeted out to the YouTube page, so I started and it's 100 degrees outside, and I was like, oh, we got to go quick. So I started huffing it as quick as possible. So
hold on. Let me smoke this blunt and take a shit. The show started 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to shit. This is the other problem is my stomach. I do this. Can you look this phenomena up for after?
Phenomena. No, we may as well just hash this out.
Wow.
Phenomena.
Whatever your shit problem is,
make
we clearly
say,
have to hash out.
Phenomena.
Phenomena. Listen to me. Look this phenomenon up.
I will give you all the money in my wallet if you could spell phenomena.
Can I write it down?
No.
Tweet it out.
P?
That's writing it out.
You can't air write it out.
I can't air write it out either.
No.
P-H-E-N-O.
He sounds like a drunk guy trying to do the alphabet backwards.
I swear, officer, I'm sober.
M.
Yeah. This is where it gets
tricky. No, there's still more to the word.
Phenom. E-N-O-M. No. Phenomena, you say
Wait, N-O-M?
Yeah.
I thought it was phenomena or phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
Fuck. Yeah, it doesn't end. No,
phenomena.
Either way.
Phenomenon.
It's a really delicious miracle. It's a phenomenon.
That's phenomenal. Phenomenal. Phenomenon. Phenomenon. Phenomena? What is it? I have no idea.
Yes, Lewis is losing the meaning of the word.
How was the Real Ass podcast? Lewis tried to spell.
I want the pre-stream for my show to just be that on loop this week.
It was a 3 minute.
Get on that.
What does it mean? Phenomenon.
It's phenomenon.
Batteries. How do they work?
freaking magnets. Huh? Yeah. Lewis is the guy who listens to ICP songs. Like, these guys are making some great points.
Hey. How do they work?
Everyone shut the fuck. I'm getting sick of how everyone disrespects me on my own show. This is like, it's kind of crazy. Like, people walk into Bobby Kelly's show and they respect him, okay?
Yeah,
and
well,
Bobby
you're a
Kelly
loser.
Doesn't do anything near as respectable as what I do, okay? This is ridiculous. I'm a goddamn fucking future legend.
I mean, he generates gravity.
Lewis, you're an absolute phenomenon.
Yeah, you are.
What was the phenomenon that I was going to discuss?
Phenomenal scans.
Your stomach.
You know what I did?
Yes.
You have some weird poop thing.
So whenever I decide that I'm on a diet again, mm-hmm. the 2 days after I make that mental decision, mm-hmm. I expel everything from my body. And it's like the amount of shit that comes out of my body is crazy. So it's like,
did you eat one vegetable this week?
Are you doing keto though?
Yeah. Are you on the diet or are you just mentally preparing yourself? Yeah.
No. Anytime I decide like, oh shit, you know what? Tomorrow I'm fucking done. That. I just shit my brains out like crazy. It's not like I'm not.
You don't force it. It's not like, you
know, somewhere between my seventh and eighth cup of coffee, I can't stop shitting.
It's weird. I just smoked a bunch of weed.
Phenomenal.
Give me the next, or give me the scam, Shannon.
Give me the first scam.
Give me the first scam, Shannon.
It's going to be phenomenal.
Okay, the first one is Giovanni from SoCal. What's up, motherfucker?
You want to get free cannolis?
Oh, I'm fucking surfing here. It's me, Giovanni from SoCal.
An Italian surfer?
Yeah. I'm fucking chilling at the beach, relaxing.
Yo, you need to use
He only took up surfing because blacks can't swim.
Oh, I'm about to go get plastic surgery.
Good.
The sharks, they think they're whale shit.
Sorry. I love the coast.
This scam will work with most restaurants that have a lunch special buffet because they're usually really busy. I've done it twice at Shakey's Pizza Parlor.
You gotta try these fish tacos. When I tell you.
My agent isn't calling me back.
What?
What? I don't know. SoCal, LA, fucking.
Oh, no, the accent fell off.
Yeah.
What the hell that was?
I kind of went to Tony Soprano a little bit. That was
okay,
a problem.
All right. That's okay.
Okay.
God, Shannon.
So I've done it twice at Shakey's Pizza Parlor. I'm not sure if you guys have them in the East, but there are a lot of them in SoCal. So what you do is you go and buy a drink just to please the cameras and make them think you purchased it.
Pull up Shakey's. Well, you should be pulling up a picture of Shakey's while we talk about
it. It's Michael J. Fox's Pizza Parlor.
Hey-o.
Go get your drink and sit down. Then walk up a couple minutes later and ask for a new plate. They're going to be busy taking someone else's order, so of course they'll give it to you. So it saves you about $10 every time, and you get unlimited food.
Time out. So it's like an all-you-can-eat pizza place?
I just pictured Lewis as Zach Morris. Time out.
Time out. This is a phenomenon.
That's not a picture of a Shakey's. That's a picture of an ad.
So is this like almost like an all-you-can-eat pizza place?
It's like a CeCe's.
Do they not have them here?
No, I've never seen Shakey's.
Okay, yeah, they're all over.
So is all-you-can-eat pizza? Like, so you go up, it's like a...
I've actually not been, but they're all over. So, sorry.
They're saying go and get a...
Yeah, ask them all you can eat pizza place.
Ask them for a plate and then get some free food off that plate.
Yeah.
That looks like a place I want to eat.
The most homeless
Shakey's
scam
is what
that you've ever heard.
Yeah. He goes on stage.
Also very regional.
It was a joke that I get nervous before I go on stage at this point. That's your fucking joke. You fucking loser.
Ian drop.
It's when he curls girls the next morning.
That's better. All right, go to the next scam. It was horrific. That was maybe the worst scam that's ever been sent into the show and read.
Yep.
Guys, just go up to the window and say, hey, I didn't get my plate.
Next one is from Taylor. If you go to Lowe's self-checkout line, you can sign up as a veteran and get 10% off every time you go there.
What a fucking asshole. Yeah. That's stolen valor.
Stealing valor is not a scam.
Yeah. You fucking scumbag.
Wait, after this USO tour, though, technically can't you be like, hey, I was in Iraq?
Yeah.
I was in the shit, man.
I was in the shit.
Somebody was in
mine
too.
I was in the bathroom.
That's the whole thing is 10% off.
Yeah.
What a fucking scumbag.
It says
you can do that at the movie theater.
At the movie theater, I buy tickets as a senior.
You can do it anywhere.
I got caught and said my grandma.
Also, at the movie theater, the best thing ever is, I'm telling you, this is a good thing you could do as well because you come off as a fag. Go.
Is there a fag discount at the movie theater that I'm unaware of?
Yeah, I have sex with men. Can I get $5 off?
Say, all you have to do is go. Go to.
You boof snacks in so you don't have to pay for them?
No, I suck dick. Give me. And I want to see Crawl. Let me see Crawl for a discount. You know how many trannies I blew today? Why am I being arrested?
I'm trying to see yesterday.
Ian, honest question. Huh. That thing he's just said where you buy senior tickets and then you got caught. You said your grandma bought them.
Yes.
Were you with a girl when that happened?
Yes.
That is phenomenally embarrassing.
Phenomenon. Yes.
And also she was trans and she yelled at the ticket taker and her man really came out.
Yeah.
She was, literally, she was like, I'm not playing. Yeah. You don't do this shit. He bought the ticket. And I was like, oh, calm down, Brandy.
Her guy name is Hennessy.
You can go go to the movies and just complain about a person in the theater.
But they stink.
But tell the person. There was a black family right next to me, and you could smell them. They smell like cocoa butter. Shit.
It's Christ, Lewis.
What? Ian, it's my character. It's a gay guy who hates black people.
I gotta be honest.
I just don't like dice. I don't like playing it.
So, no, say that these people were very rude to you and threatened you, these people in theater, and so you were really scared, and they called you a faggot, and they were making fun of you for being gay the whole movie. And, no, it'll work because they don't want the... Because you can just say, like, oh, you had a bad experience, whatever it is, but because you're going for the fucking gay angle... They're going, you know what? I don't want to have any fucking problems. We don't want to deal with any shit. We don't want this guy tweeting out that we don't care about gay people. That would be treated as a special case.
Yeah.
So if I were you,
uh-huh.
You two could do it. Both of you.
But you could. No one would believe you're
no
gay.
No one would believe it.
No one ever would believe you're gay.
It would be a tough sell.
Mm-hmm.
What, you say I could do it?
Yeah.
You're wearing a shiny hat and a purple shirt.
Yep.
Everybody thinks you're
nope.
gay.
No one thinks I'm gay.
Yeah.
If I, Shannon.
Lewis, your gay bar is going
Shannon.
Off like you're stealing from a store. Yes.
Lewis, gay man. Yeah. Lewis, gay boop, 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 boop.
Shannon.
Yes.
How manly am I?
So manly.
See?
It's a very manly move to ask a woman to reassure you that you're manly.
Goddamn right.
Yeah.
Fucking A. Well, what are we going to ask a fucking gay dude like you guys would?
I would.
I know you would.
That should be a new segment. Ask a gay dude.
Yeah. It's like, why are you so gross?
Why would you suck a dick?
What's wrong with you, bro?
That's all I wanted to ask. That's the whole segment.
Dude, what's wrong with you?
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Why don't you just be straight? I love titties. What's wrong with titties?
Have you ever tasted pussy? It's dope.
You want to see my dick videos?
It says the N-word.
Women have assholes, too.
I had a gay roommate who was like, vaginas are gross. I just picture like cartoon stink lines coming out of them. I was like, dude, you deal specifically in asses. Yeah. Like, what are you talking literal. About?
Yeah, that's the stinkiest orifice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except when you clean it.
I'm not into anal sex at all.
Oh, God. No, way overrated.
The light behind Ian's eyes as he said that was kind of scary to see, but also beautiful.
Ian drop.
So you fuck those asses. Ew.
Yeah, I'm a man, Lewis.
You'll fuck a dude's ass.
Yeah, do you top or bottom?
Like a fucking man.
That's crazy. It's just crazy to me.
You'll fuck a girl's ass.
Yeah, but only if she's
really into
it.
Would you ever get pegged?
Only if she's really...
Would you ever get pegged?
Can I finish the first fucking thing, you fucking asshole?
You asshole fucking asshole?
You asshole cleaner?
Assholes fucking assholes.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
He fucking... I'm reacting to the first thing he said, and then in the middle of my sentence, he goes... Ugh!
Kinda that's what he does in the asshole to clean it.
All right, spick and span.
Do you get pegged?
That's cleaning up from my dick now.
Oh, wow, it's shiny. You could eat something off of that, and I will.
Like Southern gay.
I might be a typical country gay guy.
He's got a Southern bell voice.
Now listen, y'all.
I am parched. Does anyone do have declare. Any dick I
listen,
can suck?
Y'all. Do you have any
I
cream
am just
for
a Southern
this coffee?
Peach.
Yeah.
I'm just a simple Southern boy trying to get spit roasted at this black
would I get
barbecue.
No. No.
Let me try and tell
you. You don't get pegged?
No. Yeah.
No, I don't get pegged. That's
would
the
you
question
ever?
Is would you get pegged?
Would you?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get pegged.
There's not a hot enough girl that can convince you to do that.
My asshole's better than it was back in the day.
Now that you're on a diet.
Well,
we just cleaned it out, reupholstered it. It's better than it was.
It is better than it was.
Just do a handstand in the steam room.
It's just that, all right, back in the day, like, if a girl would finger my ass, I had, like, hemorrhoids, and it would hurt. And the hemorrhoids have since subsided, I feel like. I don't really have any, like, my asshole. There was a while where my asshole was in a lot of pain. A lot of fucking pain. Where I walked around daily. And
this is the only way Lewis can relate.
Anytime you saw me smiling, it was
because you had a brief.
And half fake. It was... I don't even know what it was. It was at like the top of my
You're
asshole.
You talking about your asshole or your soul?
Wow.
His ass soul?
Hand drop.
Shannon's not even there. Shannon walked out on that one.
Now you can give him the drop.
Shannon's dead.
She killed herself.
Shannon's puking because Lewis is talking about his asshole.
Shannon carved Shannon. It was here. into the top of the...
So why is your asshole better now?
I don't know. I have no idea why. But now I would let... If a girl wanted to finger my ass
That's
now...
That's Lewis's children's book. Lewis and the Magical Asshole.
When Lewis met the magical asshole...
He's also the name of this podcast.
Zach Hole.
Zach Attack.
Pew, pew.
Are we on the second scam first?
Say you're a veteran.
What are we on one here? More.
Say you're a veteran.
Scam that
So
ass.
That was a, just say you're a veteran.
Yeah, he said he's done it before. He said he actually is a military veteran,
yeah,
but
right.
he has friends that have done it and it's worked.
Is that doing anything wrong, though? What, yes. How is that? Why?
Because you're lying and saying you're someone that you're not, and you're taking someone else's service that they did for the country and saying that it's yours.
Ian's very anti-stolen valor. Have you seen
yes.
the videos?
My stolen valor videos.
Yeah, but
those are great.
I feel like
so funny.
I'm gonna do Lewis. You're not a comedian.
I feel like stolen it's not. It doesn't take anything away from the troops or the people. You're not.
Yeah, you're honoring them, kind of.
No,
you're taking advantage of a fucking system, man. I don't know what you want me to say. You know, we pay a lot of money in taxes. We fucking
to Lowe's
are you justifying
directly?
Pretending to be a soldier?
Yes.
You fucking scumbag.
What? Dude, my buddy dropped out of Air Force boot camp like recently. He did like 2 weeks and left. But he's like, yo, my military ID is still good for like, he's like getting on the planes early and
of
shit.
Course,
he's
yeah.
still
he should.
Yeah, his military ID is good for another 4 years.
I don't really have a problem with and look, and I do respect the troops. I think I do have a certain
gotta
degree of.
You gotta well, respect the troops.
You know, I'm kind of like a troop.
But I look,
but
I
also paying
I,
taxes is the same as being in the military.
I'm just saying paying taxes. We're paying for these fucking wars. So if I can get a little bit of money back on my movie tickets, nigga, let's go.
You're not. Yeah, you're not disrespecting veterans. You're disrespecting Lowe's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just join AMC A-List. That's my advice.
It'd be better if you stole instead of pretending to be a veteran.
I mean, he's willing to do that as well.
Yeah, I would come in like full military garb, like combat gear, like the helmet, the fucking grenades.
I'm just here for a pair of pliers.
What?
No, just this
pin
now.
Is stuck. You guys got something I can get this out of here?
Why is everyone calling the police? I just want to see the Dark Knight Rises.
Well, I'm in the military. Yeah, yeah. These aren't Holy good. Shit. These aren't good scams, Shannon.
What's the last one?
Go ahead.
There's one more. This is from Michael. Not a fancy scam, simple but good. Give a bunch of your boys your Netflix login details. Have them all use the download function for the shows they want to watch. When they want to watch their shows, just have them switch their phone or tablet onto airplane mode, and then they can use it all the time. It's only a whopping savings of $10 a month.
Stop it.
Oh,
stop it.
Sharing what? A Netflix password is a scam.
Stop it.
Right? Also,
what
you
the
just
fuck is
share
going on
password.
Right now?
That's it. That's the last
sharing
one.
A Netflix password.
Epic scam, bro. No one's ever
this
done that.
This segment's over.
It's over. Or we might be done with the
There's
scam.
There's no more scam that you.
Scam number four. If you and all your friends do heroin, stop wasting money on all those needles.
Oh, wait, a new one just came in. A new one just came in.
All right, tell
I
me
haven't read it yet,
roll
though.
The dice here. Let's go, baby. Yeah, I want this guy to get a shirt.
This is from Librato. Not a huge payoff, but Amazon is giving the Prime customers $10 for spending $10 at Whole Foods for the last week. They apparently have no way to verify and are just assuming blame. They asked for my receipt. I just told them I threw it away because I didn't think it would be an issue, and they have it up like a chick at last call.
So wait, if I just call Amazon and say that I went to Whole Foods this week, they'll put $10 on my account? Is that what he's saying?
Okay, to fact check this, I believe that that was only for Prime Day, which was yesterday.
So you could... I think it's the whole week.
Oh, it's all week.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't understand.
Scam.
Hold
you
on,
can
hold
steal
on.
From Whole Foods by going up to the like bar and ordering your food when they put it in that brown thing. Just go up, eat it at the food court, throw it out, and then walk out. That's a fucking scam.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I used to do that all the time.
Yeah, me too.
That's only at this Whole Foods, I think. Don't they
no,
have different
that's
layouts?
At every Whole Foods.
Really?
Their food court is so far away from the register.
I stole like three meals in Disney World.
You just have to walk around confident.
I stole like three or four meals at Disney World because the way it's set up, it's like
I
you go and get your thing and you have to
Disney
bring
World.
It over to like a checkout thing. But like the ketchup and the utensils are beyond the checkout thing. So I played dumb and I was like, oh, I got to go get some ketchup and utensils. And I was like, well, I'm not going to go all the way back around and fucking pay. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And then you pretend you're dumb. You're looking at your phone, blah, blah, blah.
And then you leave and come back and go, by the way, I'm in the military.
Here, look at my gun. I brought a gun.
Also, you can bring a gun into Disney World. Let me explain to you guys. You can legitimately bring a gun into Disney World.
A disgruntled Mickey just comes in and shoots up everybody.
Can I tell you how? Okay, so you have to understand the way it works. So when you first walk into Disney World, they have a bag check, okay? Ian, pay attention. Stop being on your fucking phone.
I'm looking at my Nanette tweet.
Oh, I'm so hungry. I'm going to puke.
This Netflix.
Intermittent fasting is killing me. Ooh. 25 more minutes. I'm hungry.
There's some Subway sandwiches.
Oh, do any of you guys want to go eat at B-Cup after this? It's my favorite.
What is that?
Yeah, cafe in the city. It's on 11th and B, and they have really good salmon sandwiches.
How do you get a gun into Disney?
Capers and locks and stuff?
Yeah. Really good capers.
Because I didn't know if I could bring a vape pen into Disney or not. I had no idea if they would like take it from me because there's no smoking in the park.
Here's a scam. Put Coke in a condom and shove it up your ass.
Fucking finish, Ian. Jesus Christ.
That's a scam I've done.
It's the only time it's okay to poke holes in a condom.
So when you go into Disney, there's a bag check at the front, okay?
Bag check? Ian, drop.
None of it's even good. None of it's even good. Hate him. That's how much I hate him every time I have him on the show.
Okay, so you go to your bag check.
So when you first go in, there's a bag check, okay? Mm-hmm. So you give them your bag.
You take your balls out. Check out my bag! Also, can I smoke in here and bring a gun? I just scammed your ass. I'm fucking scamming you, bro! Give me $100. Epic scam.
I love the truth!
Lewis just thinks robbing is a scam.
Look, a flying elephant. Run!
Epic scam.
I just scammed
that phenomenon.
So, when you go and you do the bag check.
For my special.
Shut up.
Epic scam.
Shut the fuck up. Listen. They check your bag at the front, okay? And then you
Why
walk.
Why are you drawing a diagram?
Because I have to. All right, I'm literally. Now we don't talk about it.
No, let's do it.
He's
you guys are
phenomenal.
You guys literally aren't
Back
letting
to
me
the Twitter
fucking
wheel.
Shut the fuck up. You literally won't let me fucking get a story out.
Let's hear it.
It's obnoxious as fuck.
Let's hear it.
Nope. Now you guys lose it. I'll tell you on Friday. Shannon, remind me to tell everyone how to sneak a gun into Disney on Friday. They don't get the information. Now.
We need to ask for your guests. All right, first up, how are we going to get guns into Disney? What the fuck? Why are you telling us this?
I'm not telling you this. I'm telling the fans, and they want to know. And
Dude,
you guys are
I'm
fucking
crying.
You guys are assholes.
If there's one thing our fans want
to
know,
they want to know how to get a gun into Disney.
That is the gas station.
And I was
going
to literally walk them through step by step, and now they have to wait till fucking Friday.
Here's how to bring a gun into Skankfest.
All right. Let's. Nobody gets the scam that you prize this week. That's it.
Can I have a t-shirt?
No. Come on. Ian, I don't like you.
I'll give you one of my t-shirts.
I don't like your t-shirts.
My t-shirts are great.
It's just a plain white t-shirt.
Yeah, it's good. I only came in it 3 times.
So, we have fan fiction. This is actually why everyone's here today, is because we have new fan fiction.
Oh, is it?
And there's a lot of roles. Did you guys already assign the roles?
No. There's 10.
But listen to me. Shannon, do me a favor. For future reference, you know on a cooking show where they do all the fucking ingredients in, and then they put it in the oven and it takes an hour and a half to cook, but they don't make you watch for an hour and a half?
Yeah, I just figured you would
just
have
I want you to
idea.
Fucking have the cake ready made, and you pull it out, and it's fucking done.
Agreed.
Okay.
But
please.
I need to discuss these things with you. Yeah!
Lewis is coming.
I don't know who
you want
to play what role.
I just
heard the N-word from his pants.
Just fucking please.
Call back.
Just fucking who?
I already
what are the
read
roles?
Some of
what
this.
What are the roles?
Fucking gay.
The roles are.
Fucking stinks.
Ian, shut the fuck up. Your whole life stinks.
Lewis.
Actually, the fan fiction has been awesome. So don't fucking disparage Lewis. Our fan fiction, you fucking scumbag.
Spell disparage.
D-I-S-P-A-R-A-G.
Disparage?
No, I think I spelled it right.
Yeah, you spelled it wrong.
Stupid fucking dumb fag. Dumb fag. Man who has sex with men. I'm saying it in the proper way. It's not even like out of anger. Like I'm calling a friend of mine who's not gay a faggot. I'm calling you a faggot.
Well,
for your gay actions.
You're incorrect because I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a straight alpha male that takes what I want, and I'm confident enough in my own sexuality.
Like the time you raped that Chinese
fuck
hucker?
Another dude.
The time you raped the Chinese hucker?
With my wallet.
Yeah. The Ridge wallet. Just fucking slid right into her pussy. Remember when you raped that hooker?
I remember when I didn't give her a tip. And then I took her business card and handed it out to my friend.
Rape.
That's no, rape. That's a scam that Jew.
Scam that gook.
Fact check.
Can we...
Okay, I'll tell you the characters. And Robbie, can you slide back into frame, please?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, so it's...
Said no one ever.
Oh. So it's Lewis, Baby James, Tim, Shane.
Hold on, slow down.
Okay.
Lewis, James. Baby James.
Lewis, I thought you were Tim supposed Dylan. To bake the cake.
Tim.
Shane.
Shane.
Jay.
Yeah, dude.
Jay.
Shane Gillis.
Dan.
Dan Soder.
Me. Zach.
Christ.
Dave.
Why are there so many people?
It's very weird. Did Dave only has these, one line.
Did you bring these guys on so they could play the guests the fans wish they were?
That's ridiculous. Why don't you book the fucking guests that are on here? Fenoya? Kidding.
Fenoya could be one. And then the narrator. So 10 in total.
Narrator. Okay. All right. Then we have 5 people in the room, 7 people. Ralph in the booth, we have 8. All right, beautiful. All right, so I'm going to be me.
That doesn't make any sense.
Good casting.
Is Zach not in the
Robbie
script?
Robbie should be you.
You literally wrote my name down. You forgot me.
There it is. Zach. Shannon. Narrator, Nate.
Yeah, I move for Goodwin as Baby James.
Baby James, I think we should. Yeah, all right, fine. Goodwin is Baby James.
I feel like I should do one of the comics. Cause
yeah, because I think you can do impressions.
Why start now?
So, Tim Dillon. Goodwin is also Tim Dillon.
I didn't expect this to turn on me. Now I want to leave.
Goodwin is also Shane.
So I'm Shane and Tim.
You're also Big J.
Oh, okay.
And Dan Soder.
Who am I?
You guys aren't anybody.
I can't do Dan, so maybe give that to Ian.
No, I'm kidding. We'll do Ian as Dan Soder. Big J will be Chris from Brooklyn. And Chris from Brooklyn, you could also be Dave's one line because you know Dave very well. So you know your roles, right?
So I'm Tim and Shane.
And Baby James.
And Baby, okay.
No, you know what? We'll give Ian Baby James.
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect.
That's a scary sentence.
I'm sorry, I fucked your baby. I was bored.
Does everyone know their roles?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right?
Yeah. You're Rudy Poo candy ass.
All right. Good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is fan fiction. You can send your fan fiction to realassofficial@gmail.com and we'll read it. We don't even screen these things. It can really go off the
rails. Any piece of dog shit you throw really? No read.
How bad could it possibly be, right?
Not 2-3 minutes later.
This is called The Lewis King.
So we don't have to do this if we just try to get you to spell something now, right?
Yes. Nate, you're the narrator.
Fade in. Exterior. The fucking jungle or whatever. All animals in the wild gather to White Pride Rock. That whole gay opening scene happens. Deer look up from drinking water and everything. Lewis, a majestic badass lion who, with a noticeably tiny dick and strangely dark balls, lifts a newborn lion up. The gathered animals kneel. Lewis drops the cub and its dumb, tiny lion body splatters below. Some of the animals tear at the carcass.
Fuck, my boy! Okay. I guess I'll fuck stupid, dumb lion bee again. And we'll redo this in 9 months or however long her dumb lion pussy takes to bake my sweet baby boy. Later, faggots. This is great.
Who wrote this? Tennessee Williams? Who
the fuck? You said this is bad?
I didn't read it.
Did you say? Who said it was bad?
I did.
You're retarded.
All I read was the fucking jungle or whatever. I was like, this stinks.
This is great. the opening scene is I kill my baby by accident. We have to redo it.
You say later, faggots.
Okay, good.
Exterior, sub-Saharan. 6 years later, Lewis walks side by side with his son, James, a young cub with sexy fucking legs.
Everything you see here belongs to you. Take that shit, doggy. Seriously. And I want you to remember this. It's not rape, but it's your property.
I think you're supposed to explain the circle of life and how everything's connected.
Lewis takes a sick ass hit from a vape pen.
What the fuck?
Actually, can I redo that voice? I think it's you're supposed to explain everything.
Circle of life. Lewis is gay ass baby, dude.
Connected.
Lewis takes a sick ass hit from a vape pen.
What the fuck do you think I'm doing? Seriously, if you think about it, it's technically not rape. Hold up, James. I almost forgot. We gotta go bitch my gay brother.
Exterior, sub-Saharan continued. Tim, a fat villainous lion with a scar across his asshole, sits near a canyon. Lewis continues taking na-na rips from his vape pen as he and James walk up to Tim.
Oh, hey, faggot. See, you moved out here on the other side of the kingdom. You ducking me, queer?
What can I say? There's more career opportunities.
Trying to get more opportunities to get scars in your asshole, more like it, because of gay sex. Where the fuck is my Lewis attack drop?
Hey, sexy ass Uncle Tim.
Can you just read the fucking
I'm
script?
I'm improvising.
Don't add words, you fucking asshole.
Hey, Uncle Tim, fuck my six-year-old mouth. That's what an actor does, Lewis.
It's true. It's really good improv. He's adding to the...
Assert yourself. Call your uncle a faggot.
Hey, faggot Uncle Tim, teach me your ways. Because I was born
Ian,
gay.
Ian.
Mom's okay, new boyfriend's a gorilla.
Ian, stop improvising. You're not funny at improv.
They're laughing.
So no, they laughed at Zach's line. Zach was funny just now with the gorilla line, okay? You're ruining the script, Ian. We're having a good time.
Okay,
we're
fine, great. Fine.
You're
fine.
Overacting it.
Hey, I'll redo it. I'll redo it.
We've lost the funniness.
I won't improv. Hey, Uncle Tim, fuck me. So I thought that's what it said.
This is how Tarantino directs too.
It's crazy. We're trying to have fun. Literally every fan fiction has been fun so far.
This we've is great.
We've done a great job with it.
Fine. Hey, Uncle Tim.
No, Ian's got a fucking. I'm gonna take his role away.
Hey, Uncle Tim.
And we also gave him more than one role, didn't we?
Hey. Uncle Tim.
Hey, 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 Uncle Tim.
Yeah, we gave him Dan Soder as well. I don't trust him to fucking make the right decisions here.
I'm doing the
You're
lines.
You're ruining the fucking play.
Hey.
You're ruining the play.
Hey, Uncle
We're
Tim.
We're trying to fucking comment. Look, Chris from Brooklyn's getting bored. He wants to be a part of this.
Not really.
Okay, ready? Take it from my line. Hey, Uncle Tim.
Assert yourself. Call your uncle a faggot.
You like dude lions.
That's my boy.
Yeah, you really got me, Lewis. Like the CIA got Kennedy. Now. My plan to kill Lewis is happening now.
A thunderous herd of Yamanikas appears. And stampede across the plain. Shane, a hyena who looks like he's riddled with Down syndrome, is guiding the herd towards Lewis.
And again, and again.
The terrifyingly loud herd heads right at Lewis.
Oh no, I haven't been practicing my cardio.
James easily steps out of the way of the truly massive and gross herd.
Jesus.
Lewis runs down into the canyon. Lewis leaps from rock to rock, climbing his way out of the canyon. His dick and balls appear more menacing. Lewis's front paws reach a ledge. He begins to pull himself up. Tim stands over Lewis.
Tim Dillon is sending you to hell, you know?
Tim steps on Lewis's paws and forces him off the cliff.
Faggot!
The Yamanikas thankfully disperse.
Thankfully.
Thankfully.
Grumblings of how men ain't shit grow quiet over land.
Men ain't shit.
James walks up to the trampled body of his father.
Papa, no!
Shane stalks toward James. coming between him and his father.
You're gay. Your dad's dead and you're gay. You should kill yourself so you can be with your dead gay dad.
That's a pretty good shame.
Thank you, thank you.
Are you retarded? You look severely retarded.
Dude, you ever come back here and I'll fucking butt fuck you to death, dude.
James runs off, tears in his eyes. Exterior, sub-Saharan. Later, Big J, a warthog, with a wallet chain and hoofless gloves on for some reason, sings as Dan, a meerkat, lays on Big J's back and hums along.
That's me. I have to sing this?
Yeah.
All right. Jump around, jump around, jump around. Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. I came to win, battle me, that's a sin.
Dan perks up from Big J's back. His neck can't support his bulbous giant head as it sways back and forth.
Watch over there.
Dan points to James, lying on the ground exhausted. He walks over to James.
Hey, bud, you okay?
Don't buttfuck me.
What? God, no. We're saving you.
No, I get it. I understand why you'd think that, but no. We're not gonna rape you. Ever get fucked by a Black Panther?
James goes unconscious.
He paused before he passed out. That's definitely a yes.
Exterior, sub-Saharan, years later. A fully grown James walks down to a watering hole. His legs have somehow become even fucking sexier. His eyes meet Shannon, a female lion.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
It's cool to meet another lion. You're pretty jacked. Ever been caged up? A zoo? Animal sanctuary?
What's wrong with your tits?
What? Nothing.
Ew, you're all hairy.
Lions have fur.
How fucking old are you? Beat it, you arthritic whore. Am I that much of a loser that this colostomy bag wearing prostitute thinks she can get with me?
I'm still right here.
I gotta get my life together. Become a Kang.
Exterior.
But the gay thing isn't funny. Do you see how it's stopped being funny and it's taking us out of the play? Like, you're supposed to be having a moment with a chick. It's just not working, Ian.
Okay, so director, what do you have a note? Just,
you know, probably should have let us read this before.
You just do a fucking...
I thought it would be funny to make your son gay.
It just stopped being gay like 3 pages ago, man.
He's going to do that in real life, too.
All right, fine.
He's a real boy. Robbie, he's going to hear that one day. That little fucking little thing you said
you
right there.
You shouldn't have bought him a fucking toy kitchen for Christmas. Hey,
how fucking old are you? Beat it, you arthritic whore.
I hate it.
I that much of a loser that this colostomy bag wearing prostitute thinks she can get with me?
He's the only one who's ever ruined one of these.
I'm fucking crawling here.
Right? Is he not ruining it? Look how upset Shannon is. Shannon loves this segment. This is her favorite segment on the show. It kills it every
fucking
time.
How fucking old are you?
And
beat it, you
Ian
arthritic whore.
Turns it every time.
Am
and
I that?
I just like hearing this line over and over again, to be honest.
How fucking old? How fucking old are you? Beat it, you arthritic whore bag. Am I that much of a loser that this colostomy bag wearing stinkhole thinks she could get with me?
I'm still right here.
Yeah, well, go back to Staten Island, you old bitch. I gotta get my life together. Become king.
Now that's good improv.
Exterior, sub-Saharan, continued. James journeys back to White Pride Rock. He meets Zach, a heavy baboon whose walking stick strains and almost snaps with each step.
Hey, man, want to see heaven?
Ugh, why do these creatures keep trying to fuck me?
No, I can show you your dead dad through voodoo or some sort of witchcraft.
All right, tight.
Zach creates a potion or something and manifests clouds in the sky. Lewis reappears in cloud form.
James.
Dad!
You have no idea how many winged faggots there are in heaven, son.
Any advice for me, Papa?
Don't trust the Jews.
I never did.
You people really are garbage.
Avenge me. Avenge me, my sweet baby lion boy.
Lewis dissipates from the clouds.
I'm ready to murder my uncle.
It's a great fucking line.
I don't know how I feel about making that happen.
Interior, White Pride Rock, continued. James sneaks past Shane, who's got a fat dip of Skolin. James meets Tim as he's surrounded by young male cubs.
Come on, just try to tickle me. It's a game. A fun game that you can never tell your parents about.
What the fuck am I walking in on?
Nothing. We're gonna fight now.
Exterior,
you know?
White Pride Rock. The two lions fight. Animals gather around to watch. A dark, thematic storm starts. The battle is not competitive. Tim is too slow and fat.
All right, Jesus, you win.
You said you wanted to butt fuck someone to death, right?
Hell yeah, dude.
That actually sounds pretty good to me.
Dave, a Jew parrot, flies in apathetically and lands next to James.
Right, I think I could do a Dave impression.
Now, can you do Gilbert Gottfried?
Me?
That's what I'd imagine, just a Jew parrot.
You're the king! I can't do
that. You're the king now or something, James. I don't know. I don't really care. Why even wait until now to include me? It's actually even more insulting if you think about it. I avenge you, Papa!
Fade out.
The end.
It says the motherfucking end. Read the
line. Motherfucking end. Ian, do you see how much better it would have been if you just didn't make all those decisions?
I think it made it good for you and I to go back
just
and
like
forth.
His life. Yeah,
no.
It was very funny.
It was a moment. It was funny, but it just went too far. It was like, you could have done the gay thing in the beginning. It was great. You know, it was funny.
Well, I thought I'd stick with the character, but then I read further along and I realized, yes, okay. If I had read it beforehand, I would have made a different acting choice.
We could redo it. Do you want to just redo it?
No, I think it's wrong.
We could edit it all out.
Yeah, it was very funny. That was a great script.
I'm looking forward to the Lewis Mermaid next.
I like it. I like it. I like these scripts, guys. Keep them coming.
That
guys.
Script was so fucking funny.
Yeah, there's a lot of good jokes.
We're going to start.
Very inside.
It was from Matt.
Mm-hmm. Good we'll work, Matt. We'll send Matt a t-shirt and a mug. Matt, thank you very much.
Can I submit one?
Sure. For sure, dude. I love it. Very cool. Was there any fucking, there was like news stories and shit. We didn't get to any of them. That's how good the show was today.
It was a great show.
It was a good one.
It was a great one. But, you know, Ian, you annoy me and fucking, I'm trying.
It was a real ass, in my opinion.
Be a fucking better person.
Well, I'm just
right
getting
now.
You back for the pizza.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Mm. Can okay. I get a t-shirt?
You're not getting a t-shirt.
I would like a t-shirt.
Nobody's getting t-shirts. You guys have to do something.
Shane has like all this real ass podcast merchandise. I see him in. I haven't gotten fucking shit.
All right. Well, maybe I'll get you a t-shirt, Robbie.
Thank you.
You did a good job today.
Oh, both, thanks.
All you guys did a good job.
Thank
today.
You. Yes, very fun.
T-shirt worthy. Yes. Well, I have a mug.
Damn, I need a mug.
Nice.
Yep. So, I mean, there's nothing here that I'm interested in. Shannon, none of these are good stories.
What are some of the stories?
Presidential election.
Shannon, we'll do Shannon's retarded ass topic of the day. Let's do it.
Is there a drop for this?
Shannon's retarded ass story of the day. Because Lewis loves giving shit to his producer, Shannon.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, yeah.
All right. they're all, I mean, literally, I could pick any one of these and it's the retarded ass topic of the week. None
Isn't
of them
that
are very good.
Yeah, that's fine. That's the podcast.
Yeah, but they're not fucking. This is a shit very Shannon topic. Man complaining of pain in his ear goes to doctor who finds a butterfly living in his ear canal.
Oh.
It's terrifying.
I
saw a really creepy wolf spider video. Wolf spider in some guy's ear.
Oh, no.
What is that?
Where was this?
In a guy's ear. I don't even know.
What part of the country?
Wait, what's a wolf spider?
Those are those, you ever see the spider bro memes? It's that spider.
What kind of, what part of the world?
I have no idea. It was just a GIF that I clicked on. It was a white ear, if that makes you feel less comfortable.
Yeah,
but it was Iraq.
Oh, no.
Any of that living in the eye?
He's going to have a wolf spider in his asshole.
Oh, no, the one thing I didn't want in me.
Yeah, I can watch those videos. I'm on a gross out video guy. Like the pimple shit. Like,
yeah.
Can't do it.
I don't like it.
No.
Do you want to see them pull out the butterfly?
Let me see the butterfly.
I feel like this would happen to Buffalo Bill.
Look at this.
You want to fuck me?
Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
Ew. Fuck. That's so gross.
The lightning bug.
And is it alive still?
No, I don't think so. No, it's real dead.
Ew! Fuck me,
that was
Shannon.
Just in her ear? Gross.
You stupid bitch.
Damn.
That's it. Okay. Oh. Let's see the wolf spider.
Yeah, I think if you just Google wolf spider ear, it'll come up.
Yeah.
Ew. All
right. Let me see.
But honestly, kind of cool.
Pretty cool.
I didn't know there was that much room in your ear.
We're going to wrap this one.
Oh, no.
This one.
No.
Oh, it's like looking into Ian's ass.
It's pretty cute, though. To be honest with you, he's kind of
cute. Yeah.
It's a cute little wolf spider.
Let him hang out there.
I mean.
No, that is horrifying.
Am I crazy or does this man have a very attractive ear canal?
It's big.
It's a nice ear canal.
Lewis wants to fuck the canal.
I could slide my cock
I could slide in there.
Look at it. Ew. Oh, it's a woman's ear, huh?
Why don't they grab it?
Ew. They're just letting it come out.
Aw.
Spider
and Delta.
This is how we...
This is how gross our people are. We're gross culture. We have bugs in our ears, yes?
Yes, our men don't fuck and we have spiders in our ears.
We are very smelly.
Hello, baby girl.
Bugs crawling out of our...
Sure, Bobby.
Do you think I can fuck the bug?
Hot sauce, white sauce?
I cannot. I am so sexually frustrated I will fuck the bug.
Yeah, this is an example of our gross culture with bugs.
More attractive than our women.
All right, this has been a fun one, guys.
Thank you. Raped a spider on a train.
At least it's not rape if it's a face.
All right, thank you guys for listening to this episode of The Realist Podcast. We'll be back on Friday. Who do we got on Friday, Shannon?
Jim Florentine so far.
Florentine. All right, there we go. Baby boys. It'll be a great show on Friday. Make sure you follow everyone on social media. You know, go fucking support the live comedy shows. And that's really it. We'll check you guys next time. Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
Yo.
Ian.
That's all, folks.